Better breathing for better health? ME-CFS and long COVID inspiratory breathing study shows promise. By Court Johnson, December 24th, 2024. That was pretty quick. Health Rising reported on Heather Edgell's Ramsey Award from the Solve ME Initiative in August 2022, and now she's not only finished the study but has already published a paper called Inspiratory Muscle Training Improves Autonomic Function in Myalgic Encephalomyelitis Chronic Fatigue Syndrome and Post-Acute Sequelae of SARS-CoV-2, a pilot study. Moving quickly is one of the many advantages of supporting ME-CFS research foundations like SolveME, the Open Medicine Foundation, and ME Research UK. Applicants don't have to suffer from extended grant application reviews from reviewers who don't know the field and may not even be sympathetic to it, like we sometimes see at the NIH. Look at what just happened at the NIH, or National Institutes of Health. Somehow, we lost an ME-CFS research center because the reviewers nixed it. Plus, because the nonprofit grant application reviewers come from the field, they're able to sign off on higher-risk, higher-gain projects that take advantage of the latest research. Plus, they're willing to support researchers who have good ideas no matter where they come from. The ideas are the thing, not the researcher's pedigree. That kind of expertise and commitment results in a nice return on investment, ROI. Supporting the nonprofits is a win-win for everyone. Heather Edgell's Ramsey Award. Heather Edgell's Ramsey Award from SolveME to do an inspiratory breathing study is a case in point. Edgell, from York University in Toronto, has never worked in the ME-CFS long COVID field, and no inspiratory trials have ever been done. With ME-CFS studies demonstrating that breathing is altered during exercise and during standing, and with clinicians such as David Petrino using breathing techniques in long COVID and ME-CFS, it was clearly time for a breathing trial. This trial, though, wasn't just about improving symptoms. Like other nonprofits, Open Medicine Foundation, SolveME used this trial to dig into the patient's physiology and learn more about the disease. The trial. The trial was small. With 9 long COVID patients and 12 ME-CFS patients and 12 healthy controls. And it was supposed to be small. Organizations like SolveME fund as many small pilot trials as they can to give as many researchers as possible the data to apply for larger studies from the NIH or private foundations. The trial used mild to moderate patients, i.e., it avoided those who were house or bedbound. The trial was hormetic in nature, i.e., in its attempt to retrain the autonomic nervous system and breathe more healthily, it used a small stressor to build up the muscles that move the lungs. Lying in bed for long periods can weaken those muscles. 3 times a week, participants breathed through a device that restricted their breathing a small amount. Each session consisted of 6 sets of 6 repetitions, total of 108 breaths a week, with the goal of progressively reducing the rest time between sets from 60 seconds for the first 2 weeks to 10 seconds for the last week. If I got it right, they would take 6 breaths through a device, wait for a minute, then do 6 more breaths for a total of 36 breaths per session. Over time, they would reduce the rest period to 10 seconds. Edgell said, "It feels as if you were breathing through a straw." Various autonomic nervous system assessments were taken. Before the trial, the ME-CFS group exhibited worsened symptoms of orthostatic intolerance, vascular function, secretomotor function, fluid secretion, and gastrointestinal function than the healthy controls. They also exhibited more reduced vasomotor functioning, regulation of blood vessel diameter, than the long COVID group. Both ME-CFS and the long COVID groups displayed reduced heart rate variability. Edgell found the inspiratory training improved autonomic functioning in ME-CFS, vasomotor, secretomotor, and weighted score, improved sleep symptoms in all the groups, and improved pain in ME/CFS. It also improved heart rate variability, a sign of parasympathetic nervous system, rest and digest, functioning. Resting heart rate, more rest and digest, maximal inspiratory pressure, stronger lung muscles, and even the distance the participants covered in the 6-minute walk test. The ME/CFS group was worse off at the beginning of the study, but gained more, showing greater improvements in vascular function, secretomotor function, the total weighted score of the COMPASS 31 autonomic questionnaire, and symptoms related to pain. The improved sleep was a nice bonus, but maybe not an unexpected one. These breathing exercises improved parasympathetic nervous system, rest and digest, functioning, and studies have linked poor sleep in ME/CFS to reduced parasympathetic nervous system functioning. This study was not about being cured. It was about finding something that could help relieve some symptoms. It's amazing, though, that simple and easy breathing exercises done 3 days a week could have such an effect. The only thing the participants were working out, after all, was their lung muscles, and it wasn't a hard workout. Edgall provided the easiest version of inspiratory training possible. Quote, "We chose a type of training that did not increase effort with time, but rather decreased the time between breaths in consideration of the potential for post-exertional malaise, or PEM. We were in communication with patients throughout the protocol to help with pacing and to make sure that patients were doing well. I highlight this as researchers need to act with care and understanding with any protocol that involves physical activity in these populations." End quote. The authors believed the improvements were due to improved parasympathetic activity, vagal tone, doing inspiratory muscle training, IMT, at home, applying the Arsenault test, which assesses the factors below to help decide whether or not to try treatment, suggests IMT is an easy win. The device is readily available, not particularly expensive, and the process is easy to learn. The credibility of the source. IMT has been time-tested in other conditions. Quality of the evidence. While the study was small, the results were positive. The benefit, the cost, and the risk-benefit. The benefits are probably moderate. The risk is low. You can discontinue at any time. And the cost is low. What's not to like? The respiratory therapy zone recommends the following trainers. Since some of them are quite different, it might be worth reading the reviews. You can see a list of these in the text version of the article, and there are 9 listed, and the prices range between $23.47 and $69.97. Note that it can take a month or so to begin to see results. Quite the return on investment. The pilot study did what SolveME hoped it would do, result in more funding. Since her Ramsey Award, Heather Edgall has won over $500,000 in other grants to bolster her Ramsey grant findings. She's not alone. SolveME reported that from 2016 to 2023, it funded $1.3 million in 37 infection-associated chronic illness studies through its Ramsey Research Grant Program. Over time, those grant recipients subsequently won over $27 million in funding. Many times, all a researcher needs is a start, and that's what the Ramsey Awards provide. The Durica Award. Deborah Durica provides an intriguing counterpoint to Heather Edgall's findings. Also a Ramsey awardee, Dr. Durica recently published a retrospective chart review on stellate ganglion block, another formerly untested treatment targeted at the same system, the autonomic nervous system. Durica has found that injecting anesthetic into the stellate ganglion, the SGB, can relieve pain, regulate sympathetic nervous system activity, improve sleep, increase cognition, and improve neurological function. Even the big symptoms, post-exertional malaise, quickly improved. With 1 in 3 long COVID patients still experiencing relief a month later, the shots had some legs. neither Edgall nor Durica would have had a chance at the NIH. Both are examples of the uniquely creative approaches to MECFS the nonprofits provide. Standing on the cutting edge, they open doors that would have never been opened without them. Coming up, a look at a recent Open Medicine Foundation-funded MECFS study, and several talks with Benjamin Nadelson on his new studies, the unique breathing problems he's found in MECFS, and his new attempt to reset the autonomic nervous system using vagus nerve stimulation.